Yo, Big Shaq, the one and only. Man's not hot, never hot.
Yeah.
Did you check
the R/Slash
stories?
Yeah, it was R/Slash stories.
Oh, this was
an R/Slash. Story that came out yesterday. The day that you sent it to me.
I said I didn't watch that one. This one.
Yeah, it was there.
So it's going to be
new. Yeah, don't worry. It's going to be new to you. So, you know, hey guys, welcome to Chat Rap. Today there's no Andy, so praise God.
For now.
So
Andy's nuts.
We have been spared for some craziness, but we do have another retard here. Her name is Ify.
How dare you?
Also known as Gift.
Put up the lights.
Okay, sugar, baby. Let's make some
love. All my songs have names. All my names.
All your songs have names.
I want to marry you.
Oh yes.
Ify.
No. They really didn't give any thoughts to you.
Honestly speaking, like shit, we have a child. What are we gonna do now?
So anyway, so but tell everybody,
Ifoma, hello.
Speak up, like use your voice. You people like to claim that men don't want you to have voices.
Ifoma, shut up. I am Ifoma.
Damn, that was deep.
Don't ever tell me to shut up again.
Shut
if not, you'll be bloodied
shut
and homeless.
Up.
You'll be a cadaver.
Shut up. Wow. Mm-hmm. Weak. That didn't hurt at all.
No, of course it did not.
That sounded,
anyway,
that sounded like a meow.
Yes, now. Like, I didn't want to do it before she starts enjoying it. Freak.
What is wrong with you?
Hey,
anyway,
you're onto something.
So, to the topic at hand today. To the topic at hand today.
Yes, Topic at hand.
To the topic at hand today.
It's hot for this.
We live in Abuja.
Too hot for this.
Too hot for this. But we live in Abuja,
no,
so we're currently in hell, basically. Some sort of heat wave.
Satan left here.
I'm telling you.
No, Satan has been having diarrhea.
He just farted.
So for the topic at hand, you know, today we're talking about a Reddit thread entitled Parents. But the subject that we're going to use is, you know, my dad named me after his side chick.
Oh my god,
I just kept on thinking, like, why would my dad name me after his side chick?
We'll find out.
Is he about a guy or is he a girl, right? It's a girl.
Guys
actually that are being named by their father's side chick.
That's how Kim comes about.
Dude, like, when Steph. I know people named Ngozi, like men named Ngozi.
You know, men named Ngozi.
Yeah,
you know, my
some
men
named
me
from Ify too. I know there's some guy.
It was definitely the side chick.
Okay,
but this one
is definitely, you know, this one is definitely an American story. But anyway, I found the story on r/, and you know, r/ is just a Reddit, is a
YouTuber.
Reddit YouTuber. So anyway, here goes the story. When I was born, my mom had a first name in mind that she really wanted. My father said, fine, but I get to choose the middle name. He ended up choosing an extremely exotic middle name that my mother was scratching her head where he even got the idea for in the first place. But she gave it to me as my middle name regardless. She found out years later during the divorce that that was the name of the woman he was fucking at the time of my birth.
Oh, oh, oh! All right, let's go!
That means the guy did not even regard the multi at that period.
I think at this point,
my wife is,
no, it is safe to say,
just down bad.
Men are scum. This, that, that.
Like,
no, he was down bad.
It's already a fact that we need to.
Yes, now men are scum. Women are trash. Earth is a dustbin. Yada yada yada. We've all heard it before, but
let's go,
this guy
broski.
Is a particular type of scum.
Let's go, God broski.
Like,
this guy is a broski,
bruh. See, bruh, honestly speaking, this was
the
it.
The amount
was
of bruh in this one.
Bruh. Anyway, bruh. So let me just continue. You know, fast forward 14 years later, my father was once again married and my stepmother was pregnant with my half-sister. Stepmother chooses the first name, a beautiful name that she loves. My father once again asked to choose the middle name.
Oh my God.
When my mom found out what the middle name was, she shook her head.
No! Big question. Same middle name. Same middle name.
No, wait.
So wait, that means Popsi actually had like several side chicks. Yeah.
Or after he got born.
Or better yet, he did do after his ex-wife.
Gosh.
Come on.
All right.
I'll get to that story right now.
Don't
flip my mind. All right now. So turns out my father wasn't cheating on my stepmother, but gave her the middle name of his most serious ex between wives. To this day, as far as I know, neither my half-sister nor my ex-stepmother know about this.
With ex-stepmother?
Yes, because she divorced.
Hey!
You, if not you, you go like her.
Let's go, broski! Let's go. Broski was on fire. Like, no, this guy is broski.
So basically, forevermore.
Let's
before the story continues, that means he had like three wives.
No, at least two, there's something called the barrier.
This guy broke it.
He broke the barrier, he used it as toilet paper.
Honestly speaking, this guy is the definition of why do we even bother about men?
Like, see, women, why do you even try?
I feel Samantha should have been here for this.
She would have loved this story.
She would have loved it.
Samantha.
Andy would have liked it.
Andy would have said yes on this episode.
This episode goes out to two of you.
Yeah.
You know, hashtag men are scum, bro. Men are hashtag cancelled, hashtag over, hashtag done with. Hashtag all men.
Wait, does that used to have an employee named Gift? And that's the name.
God damn.
Maybe.
And she was fine.
Maybe. Then definitely he wasn't thinking of Anna, because look at you now.
I will pour this in your head.
Get out.
Anyway,
let's just continue the story.
So, wait, there's more?
It's a little bit of more. Like, neither one of them has a relationship with him, so I'm not inclined to stir the pot and tell them. They are both good people, and I just don't see the point. As far as my middle name goes, my mother doesn't care. Of course, the first thing I asked her was to... do you want me to get rid of it? She said she couldn't care less. It is a beautiful and unique middle name. I still use it as part of my legal name. He doesn't know that I know about any of this, but it is very illustrative of the fact that he's a narcissistic asshole.
Quotes.
End quotes. Man, Bruce, no, you're not gonna lie.
I want to know what the name is. That's my
That's the name.
No, come on, you know the laws of Reddit now.
The laws of Reddit,
we follow the same law, anonymity. Like,
do you know what just comes to my mind now is that this might be a black family.
No, I don't know.
I was reading this story, it sounded like some white people shit to me, if you ask me.
No, for the fact that she kept on marrying, I don't know.
No, but actually, this is black shit.
It sounds black. If
I can prove that this is black shit.
Prove it then.
Because the middle name can be Lakeisha.
Thank you. See?
Chanel.
She could have named like the girl like Jennifer or Shirley or you know, something. You know,
no, that's not exotic.
Abigail. The mom could have named the girl Abigail, you know, Jennifer, Jenny, Janine, something normal, something that won't, you know, get her blacklisted or, you know, when they check her driver's license, they will add her to the list of suspects for a racially stained crime. And then this guy came out with Lakeisha. Like, what?
What's Lakeisha?
Shaniqua. Come on, man. Like, what's up? Like, come on, this is some black shit.
But look, my own question is, why in heaven
would you want
to name your daughter after someone you were reeling?
Exactly.
I knew his family, where the father used to fuck his daughter.
You knew. I'm happy it was you knew.
What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you? I want to ask.
So you were her therapist?
No.
How'd you find out?
Well, news goes around, and it went around and reached me, and then I knew Mm-hmm. We talked about it.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God, you confirmed it.
That's okay.
Hey, wait.
Oh, Jesus. Oh, God.
Wait, gross. Hold on. Wait.
Like, I thought it was like let's, a rumor let's type
get
thing.
This, let's get this right. Not in Abuja.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Should I tell you the states?
No.
Yes, please. Actually, I want to know where to start avoiding.
Lagos states.
Port Harcourt. There we go. There we go. There we go. You should have started there.
God,
so I said in Port Harcourt. I won't have asked any
but
more
if
questions.
She was saying it was in Abuja, we all know where it's taking place.
What? We know. We are not saying anything.
I won't say anything. Yeah, but we know.
We are still anything. Still like, we would know. You want to name your daughter about an ex-girlfriend?
Why would I name like, my daughter? What? As in, it's like...
I don't know. I would look at you and I would remember...
Like you.
I would look at my daughter and remember like, okay, I saw my ex... Damn. Wouldn't that bring some sort of
resentment? You call her a
mistress, a side chick, a woman you were doing the things you were not doing with
and
your wife.
And does this child call you daddy as you
ask? Hey! Like, that's, see, I didn't even consider that aspect. That's like the worst part of this thing.
Guys.
Hey!
At that point, I'm just imagining when the child was a little girl, probably.
Oh, fuck,
like,
please.
I don't mean to tell the guy a pedophile, man.
No, I won't say he's a pedophile.
Indirectly, he's not a pedophile. He's a perv, man. Because that's how you like your perv, not your daughter. Like, what the fuck? Like, your daughter was coming to you, like, daddy, it just hurt my finger with that kind of small voice.
Like, let me kiss your boo-boo. Oh, fuck.
Guys, no.
Disgusting.
You guys
are amazing. Have you noticed, it's always in the middle name. It's always in the middle name. Like, it's always in between two things. Oh, fuck. This guy. He's gross. He's a narcissistic asshole guy. Like, I don't know. Maybe he feels like it's a...
It's weird.
Yeah, he's.
I feel this
weird.
Guy. He's one of those guys that when he shits, he sticks his hand in the toilet to feel.
No, Jesus Christ, that's inaccurate.
Like, are you sure?
It could be.
Like, can you give this
the example you just gave? You always give all these dumb examples. when
being unlocked. See, everybody has their own moments in this podcast. Like,
Andy's on
a different scale. He's on a different level.
Andy's the god.
Andy's the god. When people open their mouths, sometimes, oh my god, fear,
diarrhea.
Jesus Christ.
Yes, okay. But, you know, maybe people should let us know what they think.
Maybe
there are some people who are going to judge us like we're not open-minded, you know. Like,
it's not about being open-minded.
What do you want to open?
There are many, many practices that are generally acceptable. The world is becoming more and more strange. Yeah,
we get the idea that the world is getting more woke and globalized.
This is not woke, man. You need to be fair
in all your judgment.
Trying to be fair, guy, you're not giving children a chance in this life to survive or to grow and start thinking of new things. While I start putting it in their brains, like, you know what? It's all right to fuck anyhow. It's all right to do this. It's all right to do that.
You can fuck your cousins.
Yeah, thank you. Fuck anyhow, like, including like family members and all that stuff.
Sweet home Alabama.
Yes, ma'am. Never turn your back on family.
You're free to some kind of Game of Thrones shit.
Yes, never turn your back on family.
Never sleep around family.
But I think there are some families that
just imagine you start fucking your brother.
Like, stop it.
Like, no, I'm not saying like,
stop. Don't say that.
If you start fucking your brother, it would be inappropriate to leave your brother and then start fucking your cousin. Like, how would that make your brother feel?
He steps outside.
I've seen my brother. I know my brother.
And I blame you. You didn't bully all that nonsense.
I tried. But other people were telling me, actually,
I don't blame Ify. I blame everyone else. Because if he tries to bully nonsense out of him, and then once the rest of them go around and misbehave, like, you should see the things I...
But anyway, that's today's topic, sure. So sorry, that, you know, like
if it bothers you, mind me, just wanted to see your thoughts on it because
please, you know, it was bothering me, and I've been meaning to see it since because you know,
ministry is very creepy.
Yeah, it's fucking
creepy. Even though it's funny.
Yeah, it is funny.
It's kind of funny.
It's kind of weird.
If I was that person.
Just imagine now, you were really so old in the way your wife was giving birth. Like, you don't go and name your child. Name your child after that person.
If I was that person. If I was that
one more question.
Wait. If I was that person and by mistake.
By mistake.
That rumor should just like reach my. Let's say you were in secondary school now. That is just mistakenly. Sleep.
You know how secondary kids are. Very mean.
I swear, like we did not really have much empathy.
That's our colleagues.
Like that's it. There are two people. There are two young boys who I feel bad for in this day and age. I feel bad for the son of porn star Lana Rhodes.
Mm-hmm. Oh God. My God.
She has a son?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And then I feel bad for that poor boy that his mom named him Vagina. Like,
she was trying to break
gender barriers,
right? Okay, now.
That is something.
And by doing that, she has.
If you name me Vagina, I will hang myself.
You know what's funny? I think that should be a betting pool.
I think she should just that boy to hang himself. Wait, it's a girl. Wait, it's a boy.
It's a boy that she named Vagina.
I think he should just change his name to Ina. Simple.
What?
Vagina.
What?
Gina.
No.
Gina.
That's no.
Gina. Or Jean.
Jean.
Or Jean.
Oh, Jean. Yes. Yeah, Jean.
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 It's technically giant. Like, if you go.
So, like, so she had, giant. Like, the mind. They came to see her child in the hospital. Oh, my God. What's
like,
his name?
I even understand. Vagina. There are some people who name their son Midnight. And the boy's name is Midnight McNally. And I'm like, guy, that's. No, he's white.
Oh, God.
Guy, that's freaking cool. It sounds like an anti-hero's name. Midnight.
No, there are some names that actually go well.
Midnight McNally.
That sounds cool. Person.
But like Nicolas Cage's son, his name is Carl. Exactly. Carl Cage.
Exactly. Dude, like
for
bro,
this person, yeah.
That's cool.
My fucking vagina. Jesus.
For this person.
Or Jason Momoa, his son's name is Wolf.
Come on.
Wolf Momoa. Come on, man. Yes, feel that shit. But then you named your son Vagina.
Vagina.
You went all the way back.
Like, this is my daughter. Her name is Penis.
Hello.
Hello.
Let's keep the fuck that. Let's keep parents introducing. Hi, I'm the grandfather. This is my daughter, my granddaughter, Penis. This
penis
is my grandson,
hi.
Vagina. And this is the middle child, Clitoris.
And our last born, asshole.
Nice. I like it. I like that look. See you.
Well, we have one more on the way. His name is Little Brown Factory.
No.
Anyways, you know, I think we need to let's just call it quits so that we can recover from what we have all heard. You know, I have recovered since it's you people that are going to hear that are going to be traumatized. Now you all are going to think about your middle names.
Bye.
My don't dance. You done know. Skitty pop pop. Two fingers pop pop.